Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. I really apologize for not being able to get into the eminent domain. I think that that is a huge issue, and it relates to the SOARS issue with people voting on everything. You want to put a new garage door on your house, and you might have to get, you know, the whole city of Santa Barbara to vote its approval. Not that bad, but that's the specter of the opponents, and so who knows if that's going to come to Santa Barbara. I wouldn't guess it would, but you know, who knows? So we will be discussing eminent domain. It's a huge issue, and it's very polarizing. And our friend Marilyn, who's the city, whatever Paul Casey's title is, the planning development, she's down there. She was giving me the company, a government line about, well, we have to protect the public good. We have to, you know, get growth. And we really touched in the whole show right at the end was him mentioning Prop 13, you know, property tax base, only 12 cents approximately average. Each dollar stays locally of every dollar of tax base you pay, or the property tax. And it went right into, that's why the governments are seeking to develop commercial property to develop revenue. So it's so tied in, and it's obvious we couldn't solve all that within a few short minutes. Time for the weekly multiple listing update for the week ending April 14th, 2006. If you're a real estate agent, go to micromls.com. If you're not using micromls.com, or if you're not using MicroMLS, you really are not tied into today's technology. Five of the 14 closed escrows this week were equal to or greater than the asking price. Three were greater. And in some big dollars too, $1,825,000 was equal. $1,649,000 was equal, meaning they asked that and they sold for that. $3,125,000. They asked for $2,999,000, and they got over asking. So on the low end, $8,250,000. They were asking $8,250,000, and they received $865,000. So we are seeing people maybe pricing it more correctly. I talked last week about the larger number of price reductions the first quarter of 06 compared to the first quarter of 05, and maybe people getting a little more realistic. I might try to write a little piece on this, because a client from out of town who owns some real estate wrote to me and asked me, he heard someone say the California market's weak, and I said, well, you know, yeah, it's weakened, but compared to what? And so that's the real question. Market has been unbelievable the last couple of years. Now, 30 new listings hit the books this week for a low of $769,000 and a high of $29 million. Six of the 30 were under $1 million. The median price for the 30 new listings, $1,289,000. Second category, open escrow. 14 lucky people opened escrow, a low of $799,000 and a high of $3,750,000. Four of the 14 under $1 million. A median price for the 14 opened escrows, $1,462,000. And for the third category, again, 14 even luckier people closed escrow for the week ending March 14th. This is just single family residences only, no condos, and just through the multiple listing service for the week ending April 14th, 2006. 14 lucky people closed. There was a low of $844,000 West Islay and a high of $3,125,000. On Alameda Padre Serra, that was the one that was listed for $2,999,000, sold for over asking. Only two of the 14 were under $1 million. The median price for those sold, $1,625,000 for this week, ending April 14th, 2006. What does $1,625,000 for 14 mean? It doesn't mean really much of anything. It's only 14 sales. Remember, for the first quarter, we had a median price of $1,175,000, which was lower than all four quarters of 05, but not, you know, not to ring in the alarm and wring your hands. We've had, I think we're starting off with a little bit higher here and for April. Now, active listings, 461 active listings. Just under 9% of those are in escrow, so you have 420 to look at. To give you an idea, last year we had about 19% of the active listings in escrow. Today, just under 9. For a million, we have 97 active listings, but 10% of those in escrow, so you have 87 listings to look at under $1 million. Why don't you go buy one? We're at the end of the program. Thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember, goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, your local Coldwell Banker Realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Listen to past programs. Search MLS listings. Or call me at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. If you want to buy or sell a property, or if you have any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.